So this morning, what I want to talk about, you know, it's always fun. Jane and I were talking about this, to decide what we're going to do with this little couple of minutes extra, because whether y'all know this or not, we record the podcast usually weeks ahead of time. And always there is a point in time where you feel like, oh, why didn't I say that? I should have said this. But there's no going back with us. We go one time through and that's that. So in my mind, this little teaching time is a moment for me to talk about something that I wish I had talked about a little bit more in the podcast. And so for today, what that is for me is prayer. I mean, we see how important prayer was in this lesson today. And, you know, I want to say, I think there are probably more ways to pray than we can ever imagine, right? But what I want to talk today about is a little bit more specific. So don't think that what I'm talking about today is the be-all, end-all of how to pray. But it's just another way to think about certain ways of praying. So what we saw in Hannah was she really was out there praying in desperation, right? She was unabashedly, openly praying, even though it wasn't out loud. And she was being judged for what she was doing. We saw immediately that Eli saw her and he judged her, you know, accusing her of being drunk. But regardless of what was going on, she said, I'm not drunk. And he said, well, here, and he sort of throws out this little blessing to her and goes on. And whether he meant that blessing or not, whether it was just a way to get rid of her or whether it was sincere, it doesn't matter, because it gave Hannah the sense of peace and the reminder that God was with her. And then we see that beautiful prayer that she has at the end that is her response to her prayer being answered. So we can see there's lots of different motivations for prayer, right? What I want to do is I want to try and connect that with prayer in our lives today. And I personally feel like I have a pretty complex history with prayer. As I've told y'all many times before, I was raised in a very loving Christian home, and church was really the foundation of our lives. And at home, we had prayers before we ate, we had bedtime prayers, and then at church, you know, we had different liturgical prayers for different times of the year. And most of those prayers were prayers that we read and recited, like the Lord's Prayer. And I always knew prayer was important. It was just something to me that was very formal, probably for the first 20 or so years of my life. And then as I got older and I went to a different church than the one I was raised in, prayer sort of took on a different dimension for me. I started seeing that prayer really could be much more like a conversation. It didn't have to be something that I recited. It could be just me talking to God. I didn't always have to recite this prayer. I could say something in my own words. And that was great for me, because now I had two things. I didn't give up on these prayers that I had been raised on, because they were so important to me. But I could add to it and feel like it was a little bit more personal, a little bit more connective for me. So it was really a transformational time for me. I loved it. I loved the new way I was learning to pray. And then about 25 years ago, I was shaken up again in my prayer life. Because until that time, I would say prayer was a very private thing for me. It was something that I did alone. And it's, to me, that is still a very important part of my prayer life. I have quiet time every morning by myself where I am praying. So that's hugely important. You know, it's that time for me when I can really bare my soul and confess and feel closer to God. There's nothing quite like it. But there's another layer of prayer that I was learning about that added a little more richness, a little more fullness to my life. And what I'm talking about now is intercessory prayer. Now, I want you to know that I always knew that it was okay to pray for someone else. It wasn't that kind of a lightning moment where I went, wait a minute, I can pray for other people. It wasn't that at all. It was more an actual way of learning to pray out loud. For me, that's what I think of when I think of intercessory prayer, is praying out loud. Well, that was terrifying That was totally out of my comfort zone. And I'll say right now, sometimes it still is. It's not something that I'm always comfortable with, but in my fear and trembling, I have learned that there is so much comfort and there's so much peace that comes from this type of prayer on both ends, the person praying and the person being prayed for. I mean, how many times has someone, have you said, you know, will you pray for me? And they stop in that moment and pray for you. It is one of the most, I can't even describe it, the feeling that you get. It's just, for me, it's very intense. So I'm sure there are others like me out there who don't necessarily feel comfortable praying out loud for other people. Because so often you'll hear someone stand up to pray and they will have this spontaneous prayer that is just lyrical. You could almost put it to music. It's just so beautiful and so profound, and you're so touched. And it just makes praying out loud a little bit more intimidating for you. But I'll tell you how that changed for me. And it may sound silly, but it's true. I realized that it wasn't about me. That may not sound profound, but it is. Because what I realized was I was spending far too much time thinking about what I was sounding like to other people when I was praying, almost like I was performing. And that's what gave me the uneasiness about it, because I was too worried about what I was saying instead of who I was saying it to. God does not need me to say my prayers a certain way. He knows my heart. He knows who I'm praying for. He knows why I'm praying. But I just think he delights in me doing it. I think he just gets so excited that I'm going to give it another shot to get that much closer to him. And that's what intercessory prayer is for me. He doesn't care if I'm stumbling and mumbling, and he doesn't care about any of that because he can see my heart. So I think this kind of prayer for me has become fundamental. And it's not because I get what I want when I pray, or that you get what you want when I'm praying for you. It's because what I get is I get that much closer to God. That's the reason that we pray. And that's what changes everything. So here's what I want to say to close. If you are one of those people with the gift of praise who can spontaneously and beautifully and poetically pray, please keep praying, because we love to hear you and it blesses all of us. And if you're one of those people who shakes and stumbles and mumbles and says a lot when you're praying, please keep praying, because we love to hear you and it blesses all of us. No matter how you pray, no matter when you pray, just keep praying. Pray unabashedly like Hannah did, knowing that God hears every word that you say and it brings you a little bit closer to him every single time. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift that you have given us of prayer that really is nothing more than just talking to you, coming closer to you, and communicating with you. Help us to remember to come to you, because that's all you really want for us. You just want us to be in closer relationship with you. Father, I thank you for the blessing that prayer is in our lives for us and for others. And I just ask that you give everyone in this room a real sense of confidence in their prayer life and a real sense of the importance of what it means to pray. And I ask this in your son's name. Amen.